Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Sans Pants Radio. As foretold in the Book of Hairy Dave.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Bailey Family Circus. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Mum.
I'm Dad.
And I'm Ryder.
Bit delayed. Sorry. Wake up, Dad.
And in this episode, as with every episode, we'll do our best to answer your questions. First question comes from Freya Stormborn on the Discord. They say, hey Bailey family, I love your various perspectives on an issue. I'm turning 27 soon and have never permanently lived away from home. I've done a few months of house sitting at a time. My parents and I are very close and we don't annoy each other much at all. I do all my own cleaning, cooking and washing. I'm happy and so are they with the current situation. If I left home, I would be poorer and lonelier and I'd miss my parents, but I sometimes get depressed that all my friends have grown up, in quotation marks, and I haven't. I know I will have to leave sooner or later, but should I be trying to do it sooner? Is it okay to stay home and be happy, or should I push through the reluctance and go my own way? And then Mim in the chat also comments, I'm 26, it's very similar at the end of the year, and I'm in a very similar situation. I get well with my parents, and I do enjoy living at home. Most of my friends who live close by live at home as well, for one reason or another. But the majority of my colleagues who are my age own homes and rent, as do some of the friends I know from high school. I'm trying to save up money to move out, maybe at the end of the year. But the thought of living alone kind of stresses me out too. So there's a couple of people with the same question. Is it okay to stay at home? How long should you stay at home? Do you need to leave if everything's tickety-boo at home?
Well, no. As a mother, you can stay as long as you like. Never
yeah,
leave.
Stay.
Well, yeah, because I only kind of moved out, what, like 2 years ago?
Yeah, 1 year maybe ago. 2 years ago.
How old were you?
I would have been, well, I'm 27 now, so I would have been like 25.
Yeah.
That can't be right. Surely I moved out more recently than that. Surely.
Well, you kind of sneaked out.
Permanently was the start of this year. Last year.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because I kind of...
You'd have like 3 days here and 3 days home.
Ah.
Remember you used to do that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because what kind of happened to me is that I would end up here and we'd record late and I'd be like, well, I'll just crash here because I'm going to be recording tomorrow anyway. And it was hard for me to get from, you know, where we were all the way out here.
So your model argues for a transition period.
Yeah, well, I was very lucky, wasn't I?
Best of both worlds.
That I got to kind of do it in such a way that all of a sudden I just was out of home. Like, nobody planned it. I didn't have, like, all right, time to move out.
And which one were you paying contributing to bills and amenities at?
This one. But even then, not at the beginning.
Not at the beginning. So you're freeloading off two houses.
Freeloading of two places, eating the food out of two fridges. And then one day, Zammit was like, you should probably pay rent, huh, Jackson? And I was like, ah.
But hang on a minute.
The sweet life is gone.
This person can engineer a bit of a program like that for 6 months.
That's true.
Where they're living the high life at both houses.
If you can give yourself a transition period.
Yeah.
If you can somehow arrange that with wherever you want to move out, get on it.
And if Dad comes to you with the electricity bill and says, are you going to contribute? I don't live here. I live there.
Gotcha. It's weird as well for me because I didn't move, like, I think a lot of people, I mean, I guess I kind of moved into what is effectively a share house, but I also moved into where I work. So it's not, never really feels like I moved out of home. It just feels like I mean, I guess I did. I don't know. It's weird. Yeah. My situation's not typical. What do you reckon, right?
About what?
About what? don't know, man.
Do you mean about
the weather?
The weather. No, just about the question.
Oh, I think if you're happy, just stay there. It doesn't matter. Do what you want to do.
Is there a point where you should move out, do you reckon? Like, no. If you're 50 and still living at home, at what point?
If you're happy and your parents don't mind, then who cares?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of guess I get that. Although, there's something nice about having that.
Like, I would judge them if they were still at home at 50, but
would you?
I wouldn't be like, you have to move out. I'd just be like, geez, get a life. But also, if you're happy, then whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you're playing the long game, though.
What do you mean?
Waiting for the parents to move out into the retirement village and you have the house. You're playing the waiting game.
Did you hear about that guy who, it was in the news, I think, last year, who wanted, his parents were like, you need to get a job, and if you don't get a job, we'll kick you out.
Right.
And he didn't get a job, and they kicked him out, and then he sued his parents.
Oh, wow.
Because he was like, you're not allowed to kick me out of your house.
Did he win?
No, because he did, every lawyer was like, well, he doesn't really have a case. It's just like, not a thing.
He should have a case. Like, if he didn't say, I put my hand up to be born.
Yeah.
Right.
They gave birth to him, brought him into the world. There was no deal like, look, we're bringing you into the world, but when you're 18, you have to move out of home.
I think they'd asked him multiple times, could you please get a job and contribute?
No, I'm...
You're on
his
side.
I agree. I don't think anyone should have to do anything in the world because they didn't ask to be here.
So, well, at what age do you become responsible for yourself?
When you choose to be.
As an adult.
When you choose to be.
So you can have your whole life not being having other people responsible for you.
Your
if
parents.
You never choose.
Your parents.
Only but
your
sometimes parents, right. Parents want to kind of downsize their house. Like, we know someone who has two members of her family who live with her and she's a bit over it.
Yeah.
They're two kids that she has lived and they've kept on coming back and they're nearly 40,
yeah.
I think, those kids.
Well, this guy was, I think he was in his mid-30s from memory. And his parents were really quite old at that point. And they were like, we're living on a pension, man. Like, you're just going to give us a hand. And I think they made him sign a contract as well to be like, you will get a job within the next 3 months. And he was like, yes, I will.
Yeah.
And then when he didn't, then they were like, why did you sign the contract? And he's like, I shouldn't be expected to get a job if I don't want to. My parents should still look after me.
I'll see you in court.
I agree.
I just think there's a level of decency where you got to be like,
Hey,
so my parents are old and infirm. Maybe, just maybe, I should help them out because they helped me out till I was 35, you know?
But
it comes down to the definition of what an adult is. Are you an adult or are you just
a big kid?
A big kid.
Wow.
That's true. Like, Ryder lives at home
and
he lives at home as an adult.
Yes.
You know, he's not like a kid.
Yeah, right.
Like, he contributes to shopping and stuff like that.
Takes care of himself.
Looks after the dog, feeds the chickens when we're not there. He's not just a big baby sitting in the house saying, there's no food in the fridge.
Yeah, exactly.
I do say that, though.
Yeah, that's true, actually. You do wonder why there's no food in the fridge. Yeah, it's a complicated one, though. I mean, I guess I think that at a certain level, you're just not experiencing everything you could if you don't move out and live by yourself. But only do it when you're ready.
Well, you have moved out. So what are the benefits of staying at home and what are the benefits of moving out?
Having moved out, I'm just far more independent a person, I think. I feel like I make more of my own decisions, not decisions as a group, now that I've moved out. It feels like you live a more private life, which is very funny because I live in a house that is constantly full of people. But somehow still, there's just something nice about being independent. You know, and kind of only relying on myself for taking care of my things. Having said that, like, you know, I kind of swapped you guys for Zamet in a way, given that I live with, like, my boss. So there's sort of like a weird level of that as well. But
I think it's good for you to move out and I think it's good for your relationship with your parents as well.
Yeah.
For me, actually, I would much rather have you guys there until I drop dead.
Oh, yeah.
Because I like you heaps and I like your company and I like hanging out with you and chatting in the kitchen. But I think it would be bad for you if you never moved out. And and I think as a parent, it's hard to stop parenting until you move out. Even when you moved out, we kept parenting you and you said, stop it. That's right.
Do you feel parented?
Not as much. Like, I feel, obviously, I feel like loved and like you're my parents. But It does do a weird thing. I cherish when we go and grab lunch together because it's so nice to have that interaction. I don't know. Mm. It's weird in a way that
it's good for you.
Yeah. I think there's something definitely. I don't think it's. I don't know. I think it's necessary eventually, but I also get from like a financial perspective. Like it's hard to, you know, especially if you're in uni and stuff, and you don't have a full time job. And
You need to be at home.
Like, it's totally understand. Because why not?
Like, yeah, of course.
What about if
it's
she
the
moved
cheapest
out,
option?
If she moved out for a year and had a go,
yeah.
and then moved back. Like, how do you think it would be for you to move back home?
I think I would hate it.
Yeah.
I think if I moved back home, I would just. Also, we live quite rurally, so that doesn't help.
Yeah.
Because we live out in the bush, which means it's really hard to go anywhere without, like, taking a big drive or, like, taking public transport or something like that.
It's a journey.
Whereas here, I can just be like, well, I'll just nip down to the shops or I'll just nip into the city. So I think moving back, I would all of a sudden be so much more isolated than I am here. And I would also lose any, like... Like, it's weird because I'm like, I would lose independence. But it's not like you're the kind of parents that are like, stay home, do this, yada, yada, yada. But I just feel like...
When I moved out of home when I was 17 for a year, and when I moved back, I couldn't stand it that I was being told what to do. Because I just led my life. If I didn't want to do the dishes for that day, I didn't do them. But my mum would say, do the dishes or pick that up. Or what?
You can't be bossed around.
Yeah,
there's something
like
else weird is that now that I live here, I want to do the dishes. You know what I mean? Which I don't know why when I'm at home I don't, but now that I'm here, I'm like, oh, there's the dishes, I should do them.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, I've got to do some laundry. Better get on the laundry.
But
better
that's
the
thing. I remember my sister saying this about her kids. When they moved out, they went to her and said, oh, Mum, we didn't realise, you know, if I ever come back home, I'm going to help out with this, I'll do that, I'll clean up. And so one of them did come back home. And they're good for about a week. And then they were back on the couch just lying around watching their shows or whatever. Yeah. And she was doing everything.
Because
it's home.
The parents' fault. It's our natural
thing.
To parent the kids and look after them. So
I think there's something, it's almost like good teaching sort of for you to leave home. And
Well, it's the only way.
Yeah, it kind of is to be like, oh, cool. This is what it's like to live, to be my own entity. But again... I don't reckon you have to. I think if you're in a position, I personally think you should eventually.
Yeah.
And I think once you've hit 30, maybe that's around the time where it's like a clock's ticking. Maybe get out of the house now. But I think if, you know, like they're 27, they were saying, you get a couple more years, especially while you're still at uni and that.
Yeah.
You know? And also if you find a partner or someone you want to move out with, then you got like a bit of an impetus to do it. But yeah, I would say do it eventually, but don't feel pressured. If you're comfortable where you are, whatever.
Yeah, just relax. That's a general rule for whole of life.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Exactly.
Just take it easy.
Yeah, don't, if you're comfortable, just enjoy yourself.
What about you, Rog? Do you feel parented?
What does that mean?
I don't know. Bossed around by me and Mum.
No.
In fact, the shoe's on the other foot.
That's true. Like, the way I watch Netflix is I get the remote control and I flick.
Ryder
doesn't let me do it. If he's there,
what are you talking
about? Have to choose.
You have
magically,
no idea what you're talking about.
Magically, before I see what's on.
You don't even know what Netflix is.
Rodeo. Well, yeah, so I guess Ryder says stay home till you're dead.
Do you say that right?
No, I say do what you want. You have no obligation to move out because you didn't ask to be born.
Yes. So what about like the financial stress or your parents want to do something else?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. They suck it up because they had you.
Yes. 100%.
And when you have kids, is it going to be the same?
Yes.
You'll have them. You'll have 40-year-old.
Yeah, I don't care.
What's his name?
What's the name?
Fortescue.
What's the name of your child?
40-year-old Fortescue is coming home, sitting on the couch.
Yeah,
there's
whatever.
No food in the fridge, Dad.
Why has he got that weird accent?
What the hell's wrong with Fortescue?
I thought he had, had a posh accent.
He's got a triple chin and he's got to speak over there. There's no food in the fridge, Dad.
Like a big baby.
Ryder will be like, this is my lot as a parent.
I remember that Sans Friends episode.
Should be.
Anytime Ryder wants him to move out, he'll just have like a recording of this episode.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Dad, you said this is how life's meant to be. This is your fault. Your fault, Dad. All right. Our next question comes from Andrew Kenneth Crawford. They say...
Yeah, no, I love that name.
Great name.
Say it
Crawford
again.
Crawford is Andrew Kenneth Crawford. Something I quite enjoy is that Kenneth is a K, but Crawford is a C.
Yes.
Something makes that great, doesn't it?
So is anyone calling him KC? He's
not that... Everyone should call it AKC.
He's not that type, though.
Axie.
You can't even just say Crawford.
No,
you have
it's
to say
be
the
Andrew
whole lot.
Kenneth Crawford.
Andrew Kenneth Crawford is going to be the whole. Oh. Every time you address him, you've got to say the whole lot.
Andrew Kenneth even Crawford.
Even
would
his
like
mates.
A cup of tea?
Andrew Kenneth Crawford, can I get you a sandwich? I like that for some reason all of our like sentences we suggest are help giving. Like we've all become his butler.
Well, that's what you feel like when you're around him. I bet his friends feel like that too.
So they say, hi, Bailey family. Hope you're all well and love the show. I recently started my full-time job 2 months ago where I work for a small office-based company with 8 people altogether. I work in an office away from the head office with 2 of my other colleagues. My managing director, who works at head office, is getting married in a few months and has invited myself and other colleagues to his wedding. I don't want to go because I don't know him or most of my other colleagues very well, and I would need to use up one of my holiday days for the year to attend, which I would rather use on a holiday for myself. Whilst I get on well with him and my other colleagues, I would not enjoy spending the whole day with them, especially given how little I know most of them. How can I politely decline the offer from my managing director without upsetting or offending him? All the best, and keep up the good work, Andrew Crawford.
Now, I wasn't listening to any of that, I'm sorry.
My first thing is, I hope his name isn't Andrew Kenneth.
The boss is doing a wedding. What's
okay,
the question?
So... Andrew Kenneth Crawford's
just,
boss.
Yeah, yeah. His boss is what?
Yeah, his boss is having a wedding.
Yeah.
Andrew doesn't work with... He works for a company with only 8 people in it. Okay? You with me? Yeah. Andrew works with 2 of his colleagues in a separate place away from the main area. There's only 8 people in the company.
Yeah.
He's been invited to come to the wedding.
Yeah.
But he has to use a sick day, or not a sick day, a holiday day. To go. And he also doesn't really know everybody very well. So
it's and it's his boss's wedding.
Yes. It's not even like he'd know.
Yeah, don't go.
Have a great time. What were you going to say, Mom? You were going to say something?
I was going to say, I hope Andrew Kenneth Crawford isn't his real name because anyone else in that office.
That's true.
You what, the 8 people? You think Andrew. Some of those 8 people are listening to this
they
show?
Might.
I don't think so.
You
they
don't
might.
Know.
They're going to run straight to the boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's well, true.
What does it
hey,
matter?
Boss, you know Andrew Kenneth Crawford.
How could I not? Well, guess what? Yeah, yeah so you reckon just don't go?
No.
Well, how would you politely decline? I'll be the
boss. I'd say, no, you don't have to politely decline. Say, give us a free sick day or I'm not coming to your fucking wedding.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, goodbye.
You're fired.
Yeah.
No,
you're
I'm not
fired.
Dude, do you know you can't just fire people because you want to fire them?
You can fire them if they swear at you or are rude to you.
Well, that's swearing in a sentence. Talking to you. It's not swearing.
Your Honor, I was swearing in a sentence.
Oh, okay.
Ah, damn it. He didn't just come up to me and be like, fuck.
Why is there a court case?
I don't know. I don't know why there was a court
because
case.
Because you have to
went
appeal.
Went to the Better Business
fired.
Bureau. Yeah.
Well, but that in a more polite way. Be like, look, you know, I can't afford the
Well, not even that. Be like, you're a stingy fucker. That's what I want to say. Because he is.
It's true. He should give them all a day off.
Yeah, for his fucking wedding.
Well, she. It's a she, the boss, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
I think it is. She should give them all a day off. Mm. How rude.
I just, it's such a weird, especially in like a small company like that. Mm. I don't know. So, like, if it was a bigger company, you're like, oh, well, it's the boss. This, surely you know each other all well enough that you know that that's going, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if it's like a massive boss and they're like, come take a holiday, you're like, well, they're the big boss. Okay, I got to do it. I work for a faceless company. But if there's only eight of you, you'd know this guy.
That's, it's not it's a like good management.
Samet did it.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's not a good management move, is it? Or PR move from the boss to say, you've got to take a sick day for my wedding.
Mm.
Use one of your days off for my wedding. So everybody's coming.
How good does the boss think the wedding's going to be that people will happily
take them? Yeah, oh, that's great.
I love weddings.
But it might be the boss feels, maybe the boss wants to invite one of the other work people and feels like she has to invite everybody now.
Yeah, yeah.
And doesn't realize.
But see, then you could just be like, okay, hey, everybody, I'm getting married. Thank you so much for the congratulations. Mm. Open invitation, anybody who wants to come.
Yeah.
Mm. And then if somebody you do want to come in the office is like, oh, yeah, that sounds, you know what I mean? If they know you better than everyone else. Yeah. I think that, like, the holiday part's bad, but it's also rough to have to go to, like, a wedding full of people you don't know. Because a wedding is such a big social event. Imagine being at a wedding where you don't really know about the people and you don't really care about the people getting married.
I know. That's hard yards.
They're talking about, like, when we first met on the beach, you're like, I don't know these people. I don't know this story.
Yeah. Who cares?
Well, you can ham it up and pretend you're right into it, but you know what I mean? Yeah.
This person is going to have to take that holiday day on the wedding day.
What do you mean?
Well, there's no way out of it.
No.
So you have to take that holiday. All you can do is...
What are you talking about?
Be really sick. Pretend you're really sick on that day and use the holiday day. What do you mean?
Why is there no way out of it?
Because you can't come into work because it's the wedding day. Everyone else is at the wedding.
Yeah, if everyone else goes, you look really bad.
Yeah.
So?
I've got a way out of it.
Well, what is it?
The good old standby.
Mm-hmm.
Mystery 24-hour virus.
Ah, classic.
That comes on at the last minute.
So you have a sick day.
Yeah, all week you're hyped up about the wedding. Can't wait.
Can't wait.
Great.
Take photos of you in various suits, send them to your boss. Is this appropriate? Yeah. What about this? And then,
sorry.
What you can even do is come to the wedding for like 5 minutes.
Start coughing.
Make yourself throw up in a bush. Oh, I got to go home. I'm so sorry. I'm so sad. Get back in your car and leave.
Good old standby.
Classic.
Straight down the beach, lying on your beach towel.
And the beauty is, you know, everyone's at the wedding. No one's going to see you at the beach. You basically got a free day. Kind of great. It sucks a lot, though, that you will probably have to go. Because if you don't go and everybody else in the office goes, I know you're shaking your head, Ryan, but it's just, if you don't go and everyone else in the office goes,
you're the bad boy.
It's unreasonable, but you will look like the worst person. Especially, I mean,
I disagree. I don't think you look like the worst person.
I think your boss will be annoyed. If your boss is already the kind of person that's like, take a holiday to come to my wedding, and then you don't go to the wedding, like, that boss expects you to come.
What if you go into her office and you say, I just wondered how you would feel if I didn't come to your wedding. I'm really happy for you to be getting married, but I just all the things that person's just said. I don't know anybody. I feel really shy.
Yeah.
Not really. I don't really like, but I feel I'm really shy. I don't really know anyone. And it's just going to be a waste of your money. It's probably like $250 per person or something.
Well, it's real weird because with a wedding, like, you got to pay
$250.
Yeah, per person you pay.
Oh, like, the wedding guy.
The food
That's super like, that's crazy for the boss to be like, well, I'm going to factor in everybody at my office before asking them. Like,
this is a strange boss.
Yeah. They've only been at the job 2 months as well. Yeah.
Not at all. Don't go.
I think that makes it worse.
If you go in and talk to the boss and just say how you feel.
Yeah.
You know, how would you, I hope you don't mind, but I feel really shy. And the boss will say, you know, good. Yeah. $250 saved.
Yeah. Yeah. You might be able to get away with it.
What about this strategy?
Yeah.
Mysterious left wing religious grounds. Obscure religion that no one's ever heard
sorry,
of.
Sorry, I'm a Zoroastrian. I'm not allowed to be in the presence of...
10 weddings, funerals, or bar mitzvahs. Sorry.
Too bad. Can't come.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Mysterious.
But then you have research.
Then you've locked yourself into to existing within the... Somebody you do like gets married and the boss is like, it's sad you can't go to that.
Yeah.
Damn. What a shame.
Yeah, well, I've left that religion now.
I realised it was pretty silly. Sorry I didn't know I'm coming to your wedding.
But if you had to keep it up all year, he'd quiz you about, so what goes on in this religion? Tell
that
me
sounds
about
pretty
if...
good. Can I? Then you get your boss involved.
This person needs to realise they're only being invited because they're in the business.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. That's true. You're only being invited basically out of courtesy because...
Like they have a relationship. This boss has a relationship with everyone else. They've been there for much longer than you. She can't invite all of them and not invite you.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you don't come, if you go and say, "Look, I feel really shy and I don't know anyone," whatever, she'll go, "Yes."
Also,
she won't.
She'll be like, "Oh, good chance to meet everyone, get to know everyone.
Yeah, that's true. Network opportunity."
You have to be honest. I want to know how the non-paid leave happened. How did that happen? How did they find that out? Did the boss say, "You're all invited to my wedding, but you will have to"?
It's on a Friday.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, my wedding's on a Friday, so you're going to have to take a day off.
Yeah, or did he just say there's a wedding and then everyone was like, "Oh, did someone ask him?" And he'd be like,
Andrew Kenneth Crawford says is, "I would need to use up one of my holiday days for the year to attend, which I would rather use on a holiday for myself."
No way. You are an idiot, Andrew Kenneth Colburn, or whatever. What was it?
Crawford.
Crawford. If you go to this wedding.
Yeah.
But well, am I allowed to
say
go.
That?
What? Yeah, he doesn't want to go.
You're allowed to call the listeners idiots.
Please don't do. Don't go.
Yeah.
But he wants to know. He says, "I don't want to go. How can I go and save face?"
Yeah.
How can I not go and save face? That's his question.
Is there any brownie points with the boss in writer strategy, scrupulously honest?
Being like, that's so crazy.
Look, I don't want to give up one of my days. Mm. I don't know people very well in the office. I think... You know,
yeah.
I'm gonna
I think
go to the beach.
It's such a struggle. It's such a struggle because you don't want to be the only person not going.
So if everyone else is gone, he's at work twiddling his thumbs.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. Is that everyone else must be going because otherwise he wouldn't have to take a holiday day.
Oh, and so he'll be the only one at work.
Just go to work.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, if everybody else
bought for you.
If the entire workforce of 8 people is going to the wedding, then that means that there's no reason for him to come into work, so he'd have to take a holiday day anyway.
No, he wouldn't. Not legally.
You reckon he'd just go into work or just not go?
Well, I don't think a boss can not pay someone because they have a wedding.
Yeah, but if the boss, if it's like, "Don't come into work today," I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure.
I don't think the boss can do that.
I think the boss can ask, but maybe if it's up to you whether or not you accept. Like, this is not, none of it's legal, you know what I mean? Like, the boss can be like, "Hey, take a holiday," and it's up to you whether or not you say yes or no.
If you're dead set on not going.
Yeah.
And you realize this might risk your position at work somehow, your career or future prospects or something. Right. The other thing you could do is just throw caution to the wind.
Okay.
Tell the boss the truth. "I'm not going. I'm going to work. You can't stop me." Go to work, break into his office, get into his liquor cabinet, get hammered, take selfies of yourself all over the place, sprawled on his desk. Happy wedding. Right? And walk out of there the next day.
What's the point of any of that?
I don't know.
Or is it just funny?
Just to entertain Dad.
I just thought of it. I don't know. What's the point of anything?
He's got you there.
Fair enough.
I like the idea of trying to get as much. I don't know what the company that you work for, Andrew Kenneth Crawford, does, but the idea of just going just in the week before, getting so much work that you can come into. Because if you're at work when everyone else is at the wedding, but you're working hard, then there's nothing anyone can do. You know what I mean? They're like, "Oh, you didn't come to the wedding." You're like, "Yeah, but I got all these reports filed." You know what I mean? Work hard. Yeah.
That's your other option. Yeah.
Exactly. Then your excuse is that you were doing your job, and like, your boss can get mad at you for that.
Yeah.
But it's a tough one.
It's a tough one.
So what's our piece of advice ultimately here?
Go to the wedding.
You why?
Because, you know.
Because of society.
Because society.
I think it's going to be. Ryder
doesn't believe in society.
I really don't.
I know.
I believe in society and I can think it can achieve great things, but I don't think I have any obligation to follow by the rules.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone should.
That's true.
Humans are supposed to be free.
No stabbing.
Obviously, that's different.
Yeah.
But no.
I think he's only
stupid rules
pressure that like social pressure.
Yeah. It's weird. I think that social commitment.
You either have to go or you have to go and explain that you feel shy and uncomfortable.
I would say stay and work. That would be my suggestion. All right, our final question comes from Bryant Moore. On the Gmail, Brian says, Bailey family, it seems coffee and alcohol are ubiquitous in our/my society. As a person who partakes in neither, I find it difficult at times to find a place to meet people. Whenever somebody wants to meet, they ask, what's my favorite coffee place? But I have no answer. This makes it hard on everything from meeting friends to dating. I often wind up going to a coffee shop or a bar and just sitting awkwardly whilst everyone else is sipping on something. Can you use your magical brains to think of a similarly ubiquitous substitute for meetings and dates? Thanks, Brian. Him. Additional information for Ryder. I live in Birmingham, Alabama, USA. I don't partake in coffee or alcohol, not for religious reasons, but just because I have an addictive personality. I can't keep sweets in the house because I'll eat them until they're gone. Same. The idea of coffee houses because they're designed for a subdued atmosphere where you can hear each other talk. I hate bars for the same reason. I can't stand crowds or loud music.
Thanks for the information.
It's always good.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I'm the same with the lolly thing.
Mm.
I can keep a packet of lollies for 40 years if I don't open it.
Yeah, but the moment
it's
open,
it's in my belly.
I do this thing where I'm like, I'll get a packet of Tim Tams or biscuits. I'll have them on the counter and I'll just have two and then I'll leave.
Tim Tams are supposed to be eating the whole pack.
I know. Well,
you get a tea and you straw just them and destroy them. The whole thing.
But yeah. I'll keep coming back into the kitchen. I'll like go put two Tim Tams and go to my room. And then I'll come out like 10 minutes later and I'll be like, oh, Tim Tams. And I'll do that until the whole packet is gone. Yeah. Absolutely. But having said that, I saved a packet of white chocolate liquor, bullets, in my room for like a month.
Wow.
How crazy is that? Whoa. I just didn't eat them. It was shocking. Mm. But yeah.
Did you forget they were there?
No, but I'd look at them and be like, I'm good.
A lot of smokers say if they have cigarettes, they can not smoke them. But if they don't have any,
okay.
They really want one.
Yeah.
But as soon as they buy the packet, they're like, I've got them.
I don't need to
smoke. I don't really
them.
Want to smoke one right now.
Just having the packet is enough. That's fascinating. Yeah. So what do we think? What do we think for Brian
like,
Moore?
Every place that serves coffee and alcohol will serve someone else. So you can say, let's meet for coffee, but I won't get a coffee.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not a big.
You can get a hot chocolate. That's always an option.
Yeah.
Or a Coke.
Yeah. But I get from, especially bars is hard because if you don't drink and you go to a bar, there's just nothing to do.
It's so weird because Dad and I gave up drinking about 5 years ago. And if we go out with our mates to the pub, they're looking at you like, well, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
If you're not going to have a drink, I go, well, we could just talk to you or you
we
drink.
Just hang out. Don't necessarily.
But it's
need
a
to be
really
drinking.
Weird thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very strange. And it's because the whole bar is set out for you to drink alcohol. Like,
yes.
Especially when you go to like one of those terrible loud bars where you're like, oh, my two activities available to me are dance and drink booze.
Yeah.
That's it. I can't talk to anyone.
No, that's right.
You can yell now and again.
Yeah, you can do that thing where you get up close to someone on the dance floor, put your head right next to their ear and yell something, and they're still like, what? that's basically it.
Hopeless.
I'm trying to think of this.
That's a club.
Oh, yeah. No, I've been to bars that are like that as well.
There are some bars that are nicer.
Yeah, that's true. There are some bars, if you can find the right bar, that'll be like, here's some comfortable couches, kind of like chill music. But even then, that's hard to find.
A coffee shop is better because you could have maybe a cake or you could have a cup of tea or a hot chocolate,
really
like
get
you say.
What he doesn't like about, like, what's wrong with the coffee shop?
I think what he's looking for.
You don't have to like coffee. I know people that don't drink coffee.
Yeah. But maybe in Alabama, USA, there are less cafes as we would think of them.
That's true. I've read that. Like in New York, I don't know about the rest of America, but like Australian cafes, Australians have moved over there and opened cafes, and then New Yorkers are going, they're crazy for them. They're like, because you either went to a coffee house to have coffee.
Yeah.
Or you go to a restaurant to eat. You didn't go to a, there was nothing in between. And
yeah.
We
that's
have
what a diner is.
Cafe.
A diner's in between.
Yeah, go to diners, Brian Moore.
Yeah.
But then I get that a diner maybe doesn't have like the atmosphere you're looking for.
But is he...
I like diners.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
So you're looking to convert the rest of society to, you know, not drinking or having coffee, or is he just want
to... I think he wants an option.
Okay.
He wants to be like, what are we going to go out and do? Because... I get it. If a coffee shop in America, if your basic coffee house is like, you go there, you drink coffee, and that's it. If you're going on a date or you're meeting someone at a coffee shop and you're not getting coffee, you got that weird stigma.
Oh, goodness. You need to have something to do with your hands.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And if you go into a bar, it's the same thing. If you're not drinking, you're going to be just leaning against the bar with like a soda water. And also, if you're not drinking and the other person is, then you're the sober person at
it
a party.
It does. Being the sober person gets very boring and, you know, you certainly get out of the conversation very quickly.
You're like, no, everyone here is having like a kind of stupid fun that I'm not going to be able to... They think it's real funny to run against this wall or whatever, and I'm like, well,
well, we realize that, and we would have done it too, that when you're really drunk, you don't listen to anyone else. You just want to be the one talking. And so when you're sober and you start off having a conversation.
I agree with that.
No, it's true. Listen, when you start off having a conversation when people have had one or two drinks and it's a bit funny, the more everyone drinks, the more... There's not conversation. There's just a whole lot of people talking.
Just yelling.
They're not really
Absolutely.
Listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Well, I disagree.
But have you been sober in a group of drunk people?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you find it's different? Do you
Maybe
find that you're having actual conversations?
But yeah, everyone. I always have great conversations when I'm drunk.
Well, no, when you're sober. You're sober. You think you're having a great conversation.
You can have a great conversation with another drunk person. But if you're drunk and having a conversation with a sober person, like you don't.
That's tough.
They don't know what you're saying. You don't know what you're saying.
It's really interesting.
Yeah. But I'm trying to think of what an alternative to a coffee shop or a bar really is. Because you've got to be going there to do something, right?
But why can't they just go to a coffee shop and have a hot chocolate? Or
but I think it's
soft drink.
In the US, they're different. Like, we have cafes where you get food and coffee.
We've been to the US and they're not. They're just diners. You can still get food and coffee at a diner.
Yeah, you can.
And how many diners did you see?
A lot.
I mean, I don't know how many there are in Alabama, but when we're in New York, we saw
everywhere
like two.
But I think a diner as well is again. It's
but
like...
they're not. They don't have to be diners. Specific diners. Think about that place we had. We went with that really nice mint drink. There was the waffle place you went to. That was awesome.
How can you remember all this?
I tipped that dude. He didn't even see it. I tipped him. It was the day we were leaving. I tipped him all my dollars. It was about $19.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I just, like, whatever. They're single paper dollars.
You're like, George, you should have taken them all back
out. Yeah, he didn't even see me. Yeah, I should
that's
have.
The worst.
I hated it.
Yeah, but I think maybe Brian's looking for a specific kind of, like, atmosphere that you don't really get at a diner. You know what I mean?
But there's cafes in America.
Yeah.
Promise
yeah. I guess cafes is probably the way to go. Maybe Brian's looking for something at night. Something that's not like a daytime thing.
Well, then he's out of luck.
Well,
go to the library, Brian.
He was saying that.
Go read a book with your friends.
He was saying, you know, when they say, what's your favorite coffee house? Then he could just say, what's your favorite coffee house? You know, because I don't drink coffee, but I really like the
atmosphere.
I just
want to hang out. Yeah.
Where does he want to go? Where does he want to go?
I don't know.
But that's what he's saying. That's what his problem is. The two places that you usually go is out to a coffee place.
I think he's also Brian.
What's his end game? What is it,
good
though?
Question.
Can you use your four magical brains to think of a similarly ubiquitous substitute for meetings and dates? So where else can he take people, basically? If someone's like...
"What?" Yeah, it's hard because there's no middle ground. It's either like... coffee shop or the zoo or like the museum.
There's
no like just nip in, nip out spot that.
Exactly. Because what's great about like, and you also like even a restaurant is a bit much. Like a coffee shop and a bar is a sort of casual date where you can go have a drink and then book it. Or, you know, if you're like, let's go to the zoo, that's a whole day.
Mm.
Or if you're like, let's go to the park. Well, it's a whole day. There's no like clear end time to that kind of hangout.
Like a coffee place, two coffees and you can go.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I've got a radical suggestion.
Yeah.
Which is unusual for me. But maybe he has to invent it himself.
Okay.
So if he starts like a Facebook page or whatever the social media thing is, you know, of like go and dress in 1900 sort of outfits and start another temperance society. Walk the streets.
Yeah.
The demon drink.
Liquor that coffee. Touch. No, what is it? Lips that touch liquor shall never touch
shall
mine.
Never touch mine. And see what sort of follow. I'm
make
sure
a new prohibition. Hell yeah.
That's going to work in Alabama.
Do you know how happy the mafia cafe. Would be?
The that's prohibition sh- cafe. How yeah. good would that
that's
be?
That's a surefire in Alabama.
Imagine a pro. Well, yeah. Imagine a prohibition cafe where it was like back when prohibition happened and they're like, well, we got no alcohol, but we've got all these other fun drinks to try to make up for it. That would be cool.
Yeah.
To go in and be like, we got no booze, we got no like coffee or anything, but would you like a spritzer or sarsaparilla or...
Yeah.
That's a great
anything
idea.
That was classified as a... Do you know why drinks are called soft drinks?
No.
For that reason.
Because so hard liquor?
Hard liquor. Well. So if it was a soft drink, it was a drink that you could drink when prohibition was happening.
Okay.
The mafia would be really happy again. The mafia did so great during prohibition. They got mayors elected and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think bring
so back, I think start your own society.
Bring back prohibition.
Prohibition
is
the way tea
to go.
House.
Yeah. That could be a lot of fun. Do you, maybe Bryant, a tea house is an option as well.
Yeah.
If you like tea. But I get there's something very nice and casual about a coffee shop or a bar. Mm. And there's nothing else really that I think fills that hole the same way those two places do. Mm. And I get as
why
well.
Why doesn't he like coffee?
I don't know. Well, some people just don't.
I think he says he has an addictive personality. Yeah.
He knows that if he started drinking it, he'd never stop.
Yeah. That's okay. I never stopped.
Get addicted to coffee.
It's another option.
And booze.
Just dive in.
Yeah.
Take the
choose one. Alcohol or coffee. Coffee's probably safer.
But I also get the because I was like, you know, why not just go to a place and just get a hot chocolate? Mm. But that's not the awkward bit. What's awkward is if someone's like, let's go get a coffee. You then have to be like, oh, I don't drink coffee. You know what I mean? Like,
but he doesn't because he can just say, you know what, I might just get a hot chocolate today.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's great because it seems like you're lying about not like, I might just get a hot chocolate today instead of a coffee. You know, this is crazy. Normally I drink
thousands of coffees yesterday, so today I'll just have a hot chocolate.
I actually had nothing but coffee for breakfast this morning, so I think I'll just get a hot chocolate. But yeah, I think your best options kind of are just either go and have the awkward conversation. When someone's like, let's go get a what's your favorite coffee shop? To be like, I don't actually drink coffee, but I like the cakes from this place. Or this place has a great hot chocolate.
I don't think anyone's going to really care.
Yeah, I think you're not going to get maybe as judged.
No, it is weird. Like, I've got friends who don't drink hot drinks.
Yeah.
And when they come to my house, I'm shitty with them.
It is.
I think,
tricky.
I want to give you something.
Yeah.
And it has to be coffee or tea.
They annoy me too.
They have a glass of water instead. And then you feel like a bad host. Mm.
Glass of water.
I'm only annoyed when I'm making a coffee here and I'm like, would anybody like a coffee? And say Adam will be like, yes. But then maybe Cass and Zoe will be like, we'll have a tea. And I'm like, that's not what I was making. You've given me a new job now. Great. But if you're going to a coffee shop, then presumably they'll make tea. Or just decaf is also an option.
But
decaf, then you're not like going to get a
but it's the taste of coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
Only the taste of coffee.
But I think, you know, he says it's embarrassing when people say, what's your favourite coffee shop?
Mm.
I think he says, I don't have one because I don't drink coffee, but I love coffee shops.
Yeah.
So do you have a favourite one? Let's go there.
I think that's a great option.
Because he did say that. I like the atmosphere of coffee shops.
Because if you like the atmosphere of coffee shops, just put it all on them. Be like, I love actually going to coffee shops. People will be like, oh, well, you're having a good time too. Like, it doesn't feel like they're not going to feel like they've put you out by making you go to the coffee shop. And then just enjoy the coffee shop. Get a glass of milk or whatever. My girlfriend, she doesn't drink and she doesn't drink coffee.
Yeah.
But every time she goes to a bar, she asks for a glass of milk and they always give it to her for free. So.
Really? Is that right? Why milk?
She likes milk. I don't know. She's weird.
If I was at a bar and I walk past the table and I want a glass of milk, I'd leave.
It's great. She's always like, can I get a glass
of
milk?
No, I'm not going to deal with it.
Do they laugh?
Yeah, they laugh and they're like, okay. And she's like, how much? And they're like, you can just have it. It's milk. which is great.
Let's
so impressive.
Try that.
So be that. It's a power move to arrive back at the table with a cold glass of milk.
Do you remember that dude that used to get a warm milk?
Yes, actually, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A just, warm milk.
Just get a warm milk and then you'll be nice and sleepy.
Oh, man. Warm milk's good in a weird way. It gets a tiny bit sweet.
Yeah, it does.
After you heat it up.
Mm. I'm with you though, Brian. I wish there was like more options. So you can go and get coffee. And coffee has like, you know, it has the gamut of
juice.
Yeah, juice is another good one. But I was like, what about just like you know, hickory flavoring? Do you remember we used to have the thing of like just that and milk was really tasty.
So hickory. Like, do you mean it's chicory? Meat.
Chicory. Yeah, not
hickory.
Hickory
is, it's I wood. Think beer or something.
Yeah. Put wood in your milk.
It's still nice. It's still nice. Or like liquid smoke and like, you know, like I guess like kind of virgin cocktails, but that were dairy based would be really nice to have. Mm. So yeah, I guess our suggestions are just accept it. This is who you are and be like, hey, I'm good. I don't like coffee, but I love coffee shops. So wherever you want to go, I'm good to go to. Or be like, let's start the prohibition movement again. Because that's also a great idea.
Yeah. Wow.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
Huh? One more.
No, that was three.
What?
No, it wasn't.
It was.
You missed
you
one.
You just didn't pay attention to one.
Yeah. I've been Mum.
I've been Jackson.
And, oh, wait.
I just want to say that.
I've been Dad.
Yeah. And I've been Mum.
Yes? What do you want to say?
Coffee County is a county of Alabama, so he's in trouble.
Oh, no. Oh,
man, that is rough.
Right next to Booze County.
Well, actually, just before we go, just a little update on our good friend, Tom Anderson with the Kris Kringle from the Christmas episode, if you recall. So it was very lucky. Tom, the mother-in-law got the present switching wrong, so he just didn't get a present. And no, he got two presents, and his brother-in-law got none. So all of the pressure was lifted off him.
So the family stuffed up.
The family stuffed up.
He did good.
He did good.
Really whispered about that.
What, like giving them grief?
Yeah, be like, oh, you know, this is
But yeah, good. Happy to give that follow up. If anybody wants to give us follow ups on like how our advice has helped you or not helped you, please.
We're sure it has helped you.
Yes, I mean, like, I have no doubt we've done everything within our power. But if by some chance it hindered you, please let us know. But yeah, if you've got any questions you'd like us to answer, any moral quandaries, anything like that, please email us at baileyfamilycircus@gmail.com or message us on the Discord or the Facebook group. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sanspants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsplus.com and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sanspantsplus.com.